With Capital Public Radio News, I'm Steve Milne, joined by Sonia Sorich.
Hey, Steve.
Sonia is digital editor of the Sacramento Business Journal, and on Fridays, we talk about the region's business news. It looks like the health insurance giant Centene is another step closer to setting up a regional headquarters in North Natomas.
A developer has submitted a formal application for an office campus of 1.2 million square feet that appears to be for this regional headquarters. We don't know for sure, but it appears this office campus could go to Centene. This project has been in the works for a while. You might remember that in November, the Sacramento City Council approved a $13.5 million incentive package to lure Centene to the area.
Now, could this mean more jobs?
Well, when that incentive package was approved in November, we learned that the headquarters could possibly bring about 5,000 new jobs to the area. At the time, it still wasn't a done deal. The St. Louis company's board still had to accept the package, but it does appear as if it's moving forward.
Well, any more details about what this headquarters would look like?
The apparent campus has an address of 4201 East Commerce Way. According to the application, it would include five multi-story buildings as well as amenities such as a child care center and an outdoor courtyard.
Some downtown Sacramento news. Vice Mayor Steve Hansen is proposing a redesign of Capitol Mall, one of downtown's most well-known public spaces. What's in the works?
Well, again, this is another thing that's still in the early stages, but Hansen says he wants to make Capitol Mall more functional. His plan would revamp a segment of the mall from 3rd to 9th Streets. Now, basically, he wants to create more green space, as well as improving traffic flow and creating safer conditions for pedestrians and cyclists. This would be done by removing most of the center medians and reducing the four lanes to two for cars, as well as additional lanes for bikes. Stretches of green space would be on either side of the road with trees.
It sounds pretty pricey. How much would all this cost?
Well, Hansen said it's too early to provide a cost estimate, but a stakeholder group is likely to seek construction funding from Sacramento Area Council of Governments, assuming, of course, that the project is approved. The proposal hasn't gone before the Sacramento City Council yet, but Hansen said he would like it to be under construction in 2020.
Let's move on to retail news. Two well-known luxury brands are joining the Folsom Premium Outlets.
This is good news for purse fans like me. Michael Kors and Kate Spade are planning locations in this Folsom Center. Both brands are largely known for their women's clothing, shoes, and accessories.
We talk a lot about the challenges facing retailers. What about these outlet malls? What kind of challenges do they face?
Well, anecdotally, we've heard that it's the middle sector of retail that's struggling. The two other extremes, luxury retail and discount retail, seem to be doing better, comparatively at least. Now, outlet malls seem to offer the best of both worlds, luxury brands at discounted prices. But outlet malls face challenges, too. You have to remember that when big national retailers close their stores, they generally close their outlet locations as well. That's true for Toys R Us, which has a store in the Folsom outlets. But still, the outlets seem to be getting a fair amount of interest in Folsom, and not just from luxury stores. The locally owned Brainy Zoo Toys recently moved from Nimbus Winery Village to the Folsom outlets.
There's another new business opening, a new rock climbing gym. It's debuting tomorrow off Power Inn Road. What's it called and what can people expect?
It's called the Boulder Field, and it opens with a free day of climbing. Its owner is actually a professional rock climber who came to this area specifically to open this facility. This facility focuses on bouldering, which doesn't require the harness used in other forms of rock climbing. And the facility also includes cardio machines, weights, and even a yoga studio. On the bigger scheme of things, this is another sign that the Power Inn area is attracting businesses beyond manufacturers.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.